Hey, it's John Canzano. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. And thanks to all the listeners and all of our sponsors who help make the Bald-Faced Truth the number one sports radio show in Portland. Enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I wanted to have Freddie Jones back on the show for a long time. Glad we got him today. Fred Jones with us, former Duck, former Trailblazer, NBA slam dunk champion. Good guy. How are you, Fred Jones?
I think you got every right except a good guy sometimes. Good.
Where are you today?
I'm actually in Indianapolis, so I'm crazy getting dunk contest because I'm the Pacer game tonight to present the trophy to Glenn Robinson.
That's pretty cool. Like, winning a slam dunk competition, where do you put that in your trophy case?
It's one of the best trophies I got, for sure. Besides that, the thing that I love the most is the Pac-12 championship that I got at Oregon.
That, we were talking to Luke Ridnour about that run you guys had deep into the NCAA tournament, Elite Eight, and how special that was. What do you remember of that time?
Oh, best time of my life. Got to enjoy the game of basketball with really close friends and family who I feel like are family because of the time we spent together. We got to play at the school I love more than anything, and in the state that raised me and got to do it in front of friends and family.
You got a chance this last year to graduate with a degree in sociology at Oregon. Why was that important to you?
It's important because, I got two kids. I got to be able to tell them, to follow my lead. It's something that was needed. It was something that I always told my mom that I would as a part of being a man, I guess I got to do stuff that's a little harder than normal. So, I wanted to go out and finish what I started.
Fred Jones with us, former Duck, former Blazer. You see Dillon Brooks winning Conference Player of the Year, and there's a lot of questions about where he fits in the NBA. Where do you think Dillon Brooks fits?
He definitely fits. I tell everybody about Dillon that heart is better than medicine. I know in the NBA, they may say he's a couple of short keys, a couple of these things, but you can't measure what's in his chest, and that's his heart. And I know him personally, and I know he has that, and he'll make himself successful by how hard he works.
If I go back to Sam Barlow High School and I in Gresham, and I say to a young Fred Jones, what do you want out of basketball? What were your dreams then?
My dreams were, of course, the NBA and to just, have fun loving the game that I love to play. At Barlow, it was, I looked at the NBA as far-fetched and just was out there, but it was always a dream. Even in college, I looked at it the same way. It wasn't nothing that I was focused on. What I was focused on was enjoying the day and playing with my teammates and getting better. And I think that gave me the path to not really focus on the NBA and then just let it happen.
Who was it that was in sort of your circle that kept you grounded when it was happening? And it started to happen fast after, the Elite Eight and then the NBA.
Well, it's always my parents. I'm very blessed. I got both my parents, been married for, over 40 years, and have always been the ones that supported and disciplined me, always brought me down to earth. Through my college area, I got four really good friends that are right there in the Portland area that did the same thing for me, that, always kept me in the moment and not let it get too big.
We're talking to Fred Jones, who is a former Duck, former Blazer as well. You got a chance to be around the University of Oregon program with Dana Altman. And what was that like for you as you were pursuing your degree to sort of be around college kids again?
Well, that was one of the major reasons to go back also to be part of that program, to be, you know, to see where the program is today compared to where I was there, you know, and to be a part of it. Ever since Dana has gotten there, he's allowed me to be around the program and you know, to continue to represent where I come from. With that, last year, he gave me the opportunity, of course, to be an undergrad assistant and to be there on a daily basis. And, you know, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, it's, like I say, it's nothing better than the University of Oregon than me. So that's home, you know, and that's always to be. So I cherish the opportunity.
The times this season that Oregon has struggled, it seems as though they get bored once in a while. I think in the Colorado loss, they kind of just looked past Colorado, and the Cal and Stanford games, maybe they knew the competition wouldn't be there, so they didn't play well until they had to win the game. You've been a player. You've been around college teams. How hard is that to stay focused when you've got a bunch of talent and you've got the kind of talent that could get you to a Final Four or Elite Eight?
Well, I don't it's too hard. You know, I feel like, you know, every night you go out there on the court, you're not going to have the best every night. So the thing you have to do is try to win when you're not at your best, and they're able to do that most nights. You know, I would only say they played their very best, you know, a couple times all season. And that's hey, you know, and over the years with Coach Altman, what they have done is late in seasons and better throughout. And that's what I'm hoping that's going to continue to happen this year as we hopefully make this long, deep run in March.
This team compared to UCLA and Arizona, have you watched much of that, and who do you like to win the conference tournament?
I will never pick somebody over my Ducks. So, you know, that's a loaded question. But, no, I think it's a really good, you know, those are three good teams. I do feel like we are the best balance. And I think without having one or two people you can key on every night, gives us an advantage. We have Dylan, and he's been great. But I think we have the opportunity to have five, six guys in double figures, and I think it gives us the nod.
You played for the Pacers, the Raptors, the Blazers, the Knicks, and the Clippers. Then you went overseas, and you were in China when by the time it was over. How did the international fan compare to the NBA fan?
NBA fans, mostly it's a lot of corporate. You know, that's not an NBA game. And so they are passionate, but they are passionate to a certain extent. Overseas, I played in Italy and China, and China was unbelievable with the fanfare and their knowledge of the game and how they, you know, just love the game of basketball.
It's interesting because I was there for the Beijing Olympics, and I drove by playgrounds, and the kids all had NBA jerseys on.
Right, right. You know, I did that a lot. I drove by a lot of outdoor courts, and they're not like our courts. Like, they'll have 12 different courts, you know, in the background. And every one of them will be damn packed. And people are like, you know, here you get a outdoor court where they got one or two courts, you could still really get in a game. But over there, it is jam-packed, you know, with 12 different courts.
Fred Jones, we really appreciate your time. Good luck to you tonight. And you could still dunk, yeah?
The last time I tried, I did. So if I never try again, I'll always say, yes, I can.
I love it. All right. Fred, how long ago was that?
About 2 years ago, I did.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Fred, you take care, man.
All right, thanks.